The Cairo Radio text line is brought to you by State Roofing.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
We're getting to a really dicey place here in America and in the Pacific Northwest, a place where journalists are no longer acting as journalists and where the public is becoming increasingly comfortable with dictatorial government. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru studio. I'm pretty fired up as we get ready for today's show. No time to waste. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
The whole point of this radio show from day one has been to be a watchdog of government. And back then, government officials were actually okay answering tough questions. Now, our government officials want to increasingly just eliminate anybody, cancel anybody who asks tough questions of them. So what are we left with? We're left with mainstream media that will only softball our government leaders. And I'm going to give you a perfect example from just a little bit earlier this morning. So Dow Constantine, the King County executive, he was going to have a media tour of the new homeless megaplex that he is planning for the Chinatown International District. Now, there is a significant problem with this homeless megaplex. First of all, every place they put homeless camps around the nation, but particularly in the Puget Sound area, crime goes up. The Chinatown International District is already riddled with crime, and they don't want even more. But this is a community. Many of the people in CID do not speak English. They feel like they have no voice. And the increasing truth is, until we start getting some journalism back rolling here in our region and in our country, they don't have any voice. We have a government that has now demanded that they be allowed to run roughshod over anybody they choose. Okay, let me give you the latest example of this. Jonathan Cho is a friend of our radio show. Jonathan was a friend of ours when he worked at Channel 4. And he's the reason I've always liked Jonathan's work is because he's a pretty dogged reporter. And he goes after stories that most do not. And he spends a lot of his own time producing stories. And he would take his phone, if he didn't have a camera crew available, he would take his phone and go cover and report on stories. Well, Channel 4 and Jonathan parted ways a few months ago. The rap in the political community is that Jonathan was covering a Proud Boys rally, and in doing so, they said that he was promoting the Proud Boys, which, from what I know of Jonathan, doesn't make any sense at all. But the homeless industrial complex has been trying to cancel Jonathan Cho. So this morning, Jonathan now works for the Discovery Institute. He is a senior fellow. He is working on an end homelessness project for them in the media sphere. And he is every bit as legitimate as the softballers at any other media outlet in town, probably more so, because he asks questions that are designed to make politicians uncomfortable. And that's what we're supposed to do in the media. We're supposed to challenge them. We're supposed to ask tough questions. But I want you to hear what happened just a little bit earlier this morning as Jonathan Cho went to a media event organized by Dow Constantine. And as they were inviting the media to go through a chain link fence so that they could begin blowing smoke up the pants and skirts of everybody in the media, Jonathan was also there to chronicle it, and here is what happened.
It's open to members of the media.
I've contacted you multiple times, Marta. You haven't returned any of my calls.
Katie Rogers of King County, and you haven't given her 24 hours notice.
You don't need to make a scene about that.
So are you going to... You haven't even sent me an email.
You're not a member of the media, Jonathan.
I'm not a member...
No, do you hear this? Okay, so since Jonathan Cho works for the Discovery Institute now, a legitimate organization, and he works there as a senior fellow, and he is doing a fantastic end homelessness media journalism project. But Del Constein doesn't like the fact that Cho has shined light on all of the mess that Del Constein is responsible for. So what you're hearing here are two of Del Constantine's henchmen, a man and a woman, and they're standing, they're blocking him from getting in. Now, as you heard Jonathan say, I sent you media request emails, and the woman at Constantine's office wouldn't even respond. They have ghosted him. So, as any good dogged reporter would do, he went to cover the story anyway. But they are blocking this one guy from getting into this event today.
You don't need to make a scene about this.
So, are you going to... You haven't even sent me an email.
You're not a member of the media, Jonathan.
I'm not a member of the media, so I'm not being allowed to go into this tour?
Into the media tour? No, you're not.
Okay. What is it going to take for me to be able to go into this media tour?
You would have to work for a media organization, which you do not. You work for an advocacy group.
I work for Discovery Institute.
Which is an advocacy group.
Okay, now, by the way, is Brandi Cruz a member of the media? Brandi's independent. She broke away from corporate media. I would argue that Brandi is the finest journalist I know. So now is Del Constein going to be allowed to ban Brandi Cruz from coming to any county events? Because as they say, when I look at your badge, these little weaselly henchmen that Del Constein has, when I look at your badge, I see who you work for. And for Jonathan Cho, it doesn't say Como TV. It doesn't say the Seattle Times. It doesn't say that he works for some softball team somewhere. But there's the blogger for Publicola. She has a fraction of the number of followers that Jonathan Cho or Brandi Cruz have, but she's given access to everything. So now Del Constein gets to decide who is in the media, and Jonathan Cho, because he has been a relentless, dogged reporter of the homelessness issue around here, they've decided they're not going to let him in. This is amazing stuff. This is the kind of stuff where if we had an attorney general in this state, instead of just a partisan hack in Bob Fergie Ferguson, he would do something about this. And he would tell politicians, you're not allowed to keep out reporters. But that is not happening because Washington is becoming, I'm going to go there, it is becoming a communist state. They get to decide who covers the news. They get to decide who is excluded. And they're so used to having nothing but softballs from a media complex. And I'll get back to that in just a minute here. But I want you to hear more of this exchange this morning.
I work for Discovery Institute.
Which is an advocacy group.
Well, we have a media wing called fixhomelessness.org.
It's not a media wing.
Okay.
These are broadcast journalists, independent journalists. They work for media groups, not... Jonathan, you are not allowed in there.
I'm going to go as... I don't understand why I'm not being allowed to go in.
You're not a member of the media, Jonathan.
So I'm not being...
I'm in the media, Jonathan. I mean, these guys, they're like the guys in high school who are given just a little bit too much power. You're not a member of the media, Jonathan. And they're just going to be kind of bullies. They're going to be evil henchmen for whoever give them the power. This is amazing stuff.
Allowed to go in?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So King County and Del Constein officially doesn't consider me the media.
Don't be defensive about this. Don't make a scene about
it. I'm trying to go in and cover for the community what this is about.
Well, the media is...
And by the way, the one person the Chinatown International District community trusts the most on getting their story out here to politicians is Jonathan Cho. He's the one person they trust because he's been down marching in the streets with them, chronicling their story at their rallies when nobody else in the media would attend them. And that's why Del Constein and his people hate him so much. This is something like I've never seen before. I'm going to be honest with you. What we're listening to, and Jonathan's going to join me live, by the way, right after 12:30. But we're hearing something unprecedented as King County, our region, takes a huge step towards communism.
Here, you're not a member of the media. Well, that's the facts.
Could I ask you some questions then right now?
No, I'm not going to speak to you. We're declined to participate in your project.
Let me ask you something right now. Why are you building a shelter when most of the homeless are rejecting shelter?
We're not talking to you about this. You're welcome to send.
Why not have a moratorium?
Jonathan, we're not talking about you. We're not going to engage with you on this project.
Okay, well, I'm trying to represent the community, okay?
Jonathan, you're not a member of the media. This is a media tour. You were fired from being a journalist. You're no longer
a journalist. I'm a senior fellow and a journalist. So who gets to determine that? You get to determine that?
I get to read what is written on the organization that you work for.
I get to read what organization is on your name tag. Wow, these are the high school nerds who got too much. I get to read what's on your name tag. Wow, this is something else.
Yes.
Website, which is not a media organization.
So why is it that other city officials here talk to me then? Why do other county officials?
Anybody else or what anybody else does. I'm telling you, this is a
So you've determined
tour.
That?
I've determined that you work for the group that you said that you work for,
okay.
Which is not a media group.
Okay, so then, barred from entrance, Jonathan Cho tries to film this dog and pony show that Dow Constantine has put together through the fence.
Oh my gosh, Antifa's here with umbrellas.
Yeah, they're holding up umbrellas to block him from recording this. But it's not Antifa with the umbrellas. It's Dow Constantine staffers. They're holding up umbrellas a la Antifa to try to block him recording their meeting.
Wow, Dow Constantine's media handlers are putting umbrellas in my face now. Incredible.
Okay, this is unbelievable. And shame on every single member of the media who went through that fence and listened to their propaganda that you didn't stand up for a fellow media member. If you can't recognize that the independent journalists, and there's a reason, by the way, the people know that there are four media people in this region who are considered independent, even though two of us work for major companies. Jonathan Cho is independent. Brandy Cruz is an independent journalist. I think people realize that even though Jason Rance works for our sister station, 770, that he goes after stories that most people never go after. And I know that that's what I do as well. And so the four of us have kind of, because for whatever reason, people on Twitter have always grouped the four of us together, Brandy, Jonathan, Jason, May, because we go after the stories that just nobody else will cover. And why won't they cover it? Well, because for members of the media, access is more important than truth. Being able to get through that gate is more important than standing up for colleagues. And the fact that any members of the media went in to listen to this dog and pony show. And let me get back to Dow Constantine for just a moment. So Dow, a few days ago, he was talking about how he wants a massive property tax hike to pay for mental health crises in King County. And he said, oh, it's barely going to cost you anything.
I will transmit to the King County Council a proposal for a new crisis care centers levy. The rate would be 14.5 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, or about $10 per month for the median priced home, which is around $800,000 in King County.
Okay, so he's going to raise property taxes to pay for mental health. Now, everybody else in the media just dutifully reports that, oh, it's only $10 a month. But what I try to do is find facts that you're not going to get anywhere else. So here's your fact of the day for Dow Constantine. I did a little research onto his staff. Dow Constantine, how many people do you think work for just the executive's office, just for Dow Constantine's office? I'm not talking about everything else in King County, the council and public waste and DOT and all. I'm just talking about Dow Constantine's little office. How many people do you think work there? Would you believe the answer is 150? Just for his office? 150 of those little henchmen. The little, you can't go in here, Jonathan. There are 150 of those people who just work for Dow. Let me tell you about some of them. His Office of Budget, Dwight Dively, $241,000 a year. Assistant Executive Ops, April Putney, $234,000 a year. Assistant Executive Ops, Whitney Abrams, $231,000 a year. Assistant Executive Ops, Anita Whitfield, $229,000 a year. Assistant Executive Ops, Brenda Bauer, $219,000 a year. Director OLR, Labor Relations, Megan Peterson, $213,000 a year. Assistant Executive Ops, Gary Kurahara, $208,000 a year. Assistant Executive Ops, boy, he has a lot of assistants who make over $200,000 a year. Gina Topp, $202,000 a year. Dow Constein has nine people in just his office who make over $200,000 a year, himself included. He makes $248,000. He has nine people just in his office who make over $200,000 a year. He has 93 people just in his office who make over $100,000 a year. Dow Constantine's office is about hiring buddies at big six-figure salaries. And that's why he needs to raise your property taxes, because he needs nine assistants who make over $200,000 a year. He needs 93 assistants who make over $100,000 a year. But you have to raise your property taxes so you can do something about mental health? The only connection any of this has to mental health is it's nuts that they're asking us to raise our taxes when Dow has 93 assistants who make over $100,000 a year just in his office. Now, would you think he'd let me in one of these little meetings when I present information like this to the public? Of course not, because this is becoming a communist dictatorship around here, where guys like Jonathan Cho cannot get into a press conference. This is unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to continue with our big lead coverage. We'll speak exclusively with Jonathan Cho. We're going to check the news for you here at the bottom of the hour. And then Jonathan Cho joins us live about being turned back by the top government official in the county because Jonathan makes him uncomfortable with the coverage of the stuff that Dow Constein and his little henchmen do. Details straight ahead as we continue on the Dory Monson Show. Unbelievable. A King County event today to show off their new homeless megaplex near the Chinatown International District, something the CID is adamantly opposed to. The person who has best covered this story and represented the will of the Chinatown International District has been Jonathan Cho. But here's what happened to Jonathan when he went and tried to cover this story this morning.
Of the media, Jonathan.
I'm not a member of the media, so I'm not
correct.
Being allowed to go into this tour?
Into the media tour? No, you're not.
Okay. What is it going to take for me to be able to go into this media tour?
You would have to work for a media organization, which you do
no,
not.
No more independent journalism. Not allowed, apparently, in King County. This is increasingly becoming a communist county. I'm telling you that right now. Jonathan Cho joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Jonathan, good work, and thanks for coming on with me today.
Yeah, Dory, I'm still processing what happened. It's the first time in my 20-plus year journalism career that I've been denied access to a public media event.
So is it their contention that anybody who's an independent journalist, for example, is Brandy Cruz not allowed to go to any county media events anymore?
I don't know if she's on their list, but it's evident, and there's no doubt that Dow Constantine's media handlers select group that they invite now to these events, and I've been iced out. They won't tell me exactly what the primary reason is, aside from the fact they consider me no longer a journalist. They're not, you know, criticizing my work necessarily. They're not saying it isn't fair and accurate. What they're saying is that due to my association with Discovery Institute, which is, you know, essentially a think tank, they're no longer honoring my credentials.
Okay, no, this is so disturbing on so many levels. First of all, who are the people that were keeping you out? Who are the little high school hallway henchmen who were keeping you out of this event today?
Yeah, you know, look, I have attended countless press conferences my entire career. And, you know, this was outdoors. It was on the site of the proposed homeless megaplex in Soto, and it was a media tour, right? Most of the stations were invited, some radio stations, newspaper stations, newspaper outlets, and so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm prepared to walk in, and then a PR person with the Salvation Army stops me and says that, hey, I didn't give my 24-hour RSVP. And then Chase Gallagher, the media handler, the top dog for Dow Constantine, comes over to me and says, you're not allowed at this event. And I say, Chase, what are you talking about? I didn't even get an email to RSVP. Am I on your list or not? And he goes, we're no longer going to be working with you. We're not going to participate in your project.
So they get to pick and choose. If somebody makes them uncomfortable, they don't work with them anymore. I mean, look, I've experienced this myself. They won't answer my questions anymore because I've made them uncomfortable, because I don't ask them the softball questions. Neither do you. This Chase Gallagher guy, he makes, as of 2021, he makes $145,000 a year to keep somebody like you from attending open to the media event. This is shameful. This is where our tax dollars are going. Now, did you also say on Twitter Leo Floor was part of this?
Yeah, Leo Floor, as you know, he's been running point now on this homeless megaplex. He's you know, the top guy right now on this issue in Dow Constantine's administration, and he was leading this tour. And I saw him through the fence, the holes in the fence. And as I was recording Leo addressing the media from a distance, another media handler came in and opened an umbrella. These are Antifa tactics, Dory.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I experienced during CHOP and the height of the BLM social justice protest when Antifa took over and blocked all the media that they didn't see as favorable from recording what was happening. And I was like, wait a second, this is now at a public event being run by a public official, and this is happening to me? I couldn't believe it, Dory.
The reason I bring up Leo Floor, I don't know if people are aware of this, but here's the kind of guy that Dow Constantine has blocking journalists like Jonathan Joe. Leo Floor, I covered this extensively about 2.5 years ago. He was in charge of a group called All Home, part of the homelessness industrial complex, and they decided that they were going to have a big get-together of all of their workers, and Leo Floor flew in to that event from Spokane a black trans stripper named Beyonce Black St. James. That was her name, Beyonce Black St. James. In the video of that event, Beyonce Black St. James, the button on this person's top came open, and so Beyonce Black St. James started rubbing breasts in the faces of these King County homelessness industrial complex employees, the trans stripper had pasties on. People at the time said, why do you keep saying trans stripper? Why don't you just say stripper? Because if he'd been a Chippendales type guy rubbing on the women of King County, everyone would have been outraged. If it had been a woman from Deja Vu rubbing all over the men from King County, everybody would have been outraged. But somehow it was believed, since it's a black trans stripper, everybody will just laugh at how funny this is. And that's Leo Floor. Leo Floor is the guy who paid for that as part of the homelessness industrial complex. And then when we busted him, he said that he would pay for it out of his own pocket. So I just want to make sure I understand. So you're telling me this guy is still an insider inside the fence for this event today, Jonathan, but you are not. This is absolute insanity.
Yeah, that is the exact same Leo Floor, and your listeners can Google who he is, but he's one of Dow Constantine's top guy. And if, you know, this is the type of judgment that the Chinatown International District residents are concerned about. They can't even get simple answers from Leo Floor right now. Clearly, he knows how to hire these types of strippers for these types of events. But the Chinatown International District, at the end of the day, the reason why I need to go to these events is I'm trying to ask questions on their behalf. Because, you know what, with all due respect, frankly, to the local media here in Seattle, everyone, you know, does their own thing. And we have a tremendous camaraderie and respect for each other for the most part. But they're not going to ask all the questions that I want answered. And I ask, again, Chase Gallagher, point blank, the questions like, Why are you building another shelter where it'll have shared spaces, no private doors for privacy and anything like that, when the vast majority of the homeless right now are rejecting these types of shelters on the streets after sweeps?
Yeah, they don't want
no answer to that.
Yeah, the homeless people don't want shelters like this. You know, question I want to ask is, why doesn't Dow Constein build it one block from his house in West Seattle? I think that that would be a show of faith on his part of how secure these facilities are, if he'd be willing to put it on his block. But I'm very disgusted. I don't know who else in the media was there, but they should have all walked out. When they saw that you were being blocked from this event, every single member of that media down there should have walked out, in my view, and said, you block one, you block us all. And I'm disappointed they didn't do that on your behalf.
Yeah, you know, in fairness, definitely there were media members out there who saw what was happening, but not everyone may have. And, you know, look, bottom line, it's evident now. Local Seattle media, by the robust PR teams now being deployed by these politicians. So bottom line, we need more coverage. We need to continue with the ferocious reporting. That's what I plan on doing, because that's the only way to hold these public officials accountable. I'm going to try to go back to these public events and cover our city.
Right. But the bottom line is, people like you, people like me, they're going to do everything they can to freeze us out, because they want media that can be controlled, media that can be shaped and molded by their messaging. And then if that's what the people put up with, that's what the people deserve. But this is outrageous what happened to you this morning. It's absolutely outrageous. Well, I appreciate you coming on with me, Jonathan, and we're going to stay in close touch on this one, because this is becoming more and more like a communist county with every passing day.
All right. Thanks again, Dory. Take care.
Okay. You got it. Jonathan Cho, independent journalist, not allowed at this event this morning, because Dow Constein only wants media that he can control. It's absolutely shameful what is happening right now. And like Jonathan, I will stay relentless on this stuff. Love to hear your thoughts. You can text us, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.